Sounds of protesters outside the Constitutional Court building in Kinshasa. They are supporters of the Democratic Republic of Congo presidential runner-up, Martin Fayulu, who has challenged the outcome of the country's election in court, claiming he defeated opposition candidate Felix Tshisekedi by a wide margin. Fayulu's opposition coalition said Friday he captured 61% of the vote, citing figures from the Catholic Church, which placed 40,000 election observers across the Central African country. Says Fayulu, they cannot take office and fabricate numbers that would allow Kabila to return to power tomorrow. It's unacceptable, and I won't let it happen. I'm called the soldier of the people and guardian of the temple, and I won't abandon the people. We'll all go the way to reach our victory. Fayulu has members of the Republican Guard deployed outside of his home. As expected, the yellow vests were out in force today in Paris, where French security forces were ready for them, tear gas and all. 80,000 security forces were deployed nationwide. In addition to Paris, organizers this week have called for demonstrations in other cities, which could attract people who find it difficult to travel to Paris. Protests around the country began November the 17th against a planned fuel tax increase. The demonstrations have morphed into protests largely against President Emmanuel Macron's liberal economic reform policy. The New York Times is reporting that FBI officials were so alarmed by President Donald Trump's behavior after he fired former FBI Director James Comey that they started investigating whether he was working against American interests. The Times cited anonymous former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation on Friday who said counterintelligence investigators looked into whether or not Trump was knowingly working for Russia. This is VOA News. President Trump says he will not declare a national emergency over border security, but called on Democratic leaders to negotiate over his demand of nearly $6 billion for a border wall with Mexico. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
As for any message to workers not getting paid,
I just really appreciate the fact that they have handled it so incredibly well.
The president quickly added many of them agree with what he's doing. Timothy Shambles, not one of them.
Our paycheck shouldn't be sacrificed for a political goal.
Shambles furloughed and represents workers as head of a local union. He says they're being held hostage and many are struggling to pay their bills. Congress says all the affected workers will be paid in full once the shutdown ends. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. plans to jointly host a global summit focused on the Middle East, particularly Iran, next month in Poland. Pompeo told Fox News that the meeting would focus on Middle East stability and peace and freedom and security, including making sure Iran is not a negative influence.
We are very hopeful that we will get the bad actors in the region, the Russians and the Iranians, to come to the table, along with the regime and all the other stakeholders in there, to come to the table and have conversations about what a post-Civil War political structure might look like in Syria.
Secretary of State, in the middle of his eight-day trip through the region, sought to convince allies the U.S. was committed to fighting Islamic State, despite President Trump's recent decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. A young Saudi woman who fled from her family out of fear for her life has left Thailand for Canada, where she's been granted asylum. Thai officials said Friday evening that 18-year-old Rehaf Mohammed Al-Kunan is en route to Toronto via Seoul, South Korea. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Canada has been unequivocal that we will always stand up for human rights and women's rights around the world. This is part of a long tradition of Canada engaging constructively and positively in the world and working with our partners, allies, and with the United Nations.
Four black men who were wrongly accused of raping a 17-year-old white girl in the southern U.S. state of Florida 70 years ago. Well, they received pardons yesterday. Charles Greenlee, Walter Irvin, Samuel Shepard, and Ernest Thomas became known as the Groveland Four. All of them are dead. Members of their families, however, are still alive. The families attended the clemency hearing in Tallahassee on Friday, where officials voted unanimously to pardon the four men. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, the best news.